I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Draft rules for hunting grizzly bears in Montana were released Wednesday. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman Ron Osheim says the proposed rules are part of the bigger picture effort to take Yellowstone area grizzlies off of the federal endangered species list.
What we're doing is a requirement of the delisting rule. So if we want to get to delisting, we've got to do this.
Montana's wildlife commissioners support the delisting proposal the federal government issued in March. It would allow Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho to issue grizzly hunting permits as long as the overall grizzly population in the greater Yellowstone area doesn't fall below about 600 bears. Osheim says the exact number of grizzlies that would be allowed to be hunted in Montana has yet to be determined.
These regulations that we're suggesting be considered don't have specific quotas. It's just a framework, and that will all depend on bear numbers in those specific areas.
But we're by no means talking about unlimited numbers here. There's
it's going to be a small number, right? At the most, what we're saying is maybe 10 bears. But again, it's way premature to be talking about those ultimate numbers.
The draft grizzly hunting regulations go before the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commissioners next Thursday.
They'll make a decision as to what parts of that recommendation from Fish and Wildlife for the Fish and Wildlife Agency they accept, and it'll then go to the public. So it's the first step, Eric, in a process to ultimately have a structure for a hunting season of grizzly bears should they be delisted in and population levels warrant that.
But some prominent bear biologists say grizzly population levels are already precarious and likely to decline further as the climate changes.
I don't think we can afford to have any increase in mortality for any reason at all.
David Mattson spent more than 20 years studying Yellowstone grizzlies, mostly for the federal government. Now retired near Livingston, he says that grizzly numbers already appear flat to declining in recent years. Mattson doesn't believe state and federal wildlife managers' conclusions that there are currently about 700 to 1,000 grizzlies around Yellowstone, or that their numbers are stable and viable.
If we look out 2 years into the future using the exact same methods we're using now, we will be down at a population estimate of 600, at which point, even by their reckoning, there will be no prospect of any sport hunting at all. And that not too long after that, we will be below 600 headed to 500.
Mattson's also concerned that hunting in Montana would make it harder for bears to migrate between Yellowstone and other grizzly populations to the northwest. That concept is called connectivity.
Connectivity is paramount for Yellowstone's grizzly bear conservation. I mean, if you're looking to the indefinite future, the security of this population will depend on it being connected with the next nearest population of grizzly bears, which are bears in the Northern Continental Divide.
But Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks' Ron Osheim says federal wildlife managers have already looked at that in their proposal to delist grizzlies.
The connectivity issue has been addressed, and that has been determined to not to be an issue with hunting bears in the Yellowstone ecosystem.
Montana's Fish and Wildlife Commission will consider the draft grizzly hunting regulations Thursday. You can find a link to them on our website, along with links to our previous grizzly bear coverage. That's at mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.